Hi guys, it's Sleepy. I'm new here actually. I wanted to start out by answering the questions on this questionnaire, the one that's recommended for new users. So I'll do that right now. Where are you right now and what are you wearing? Right now I'm just sitting in bed. I'm really tired. I'm just wearing a gray t-shirt and a pair of black panties. What brought you here at this time? What inspired you to record? So I happened upon another community like this in the past, and it was called Gone Wild Audio. I'm pretty sure most of you probably listen to this stuff over there as well. I posted there a couple times, not much. I've only done a couple audios that are erotic. And I didn't know that there was other places where it was posted, because the only places I knew of that posted this kind of stuff was Literotica and Reddit. That's pretty much it. That was all I knew. But I was very pleasantly surprised to see that people post here too. Have you ever recorded audios for the thread before? No, sorry. But I'm going to start recording. So I hope you're ready for that. Have you ever posted an audio in here in which you reached orgasm? No, and I don't think I will anytime soon, unfortunately, because I get too nervous when I'm recording. I would not be able to reach it. I would probably get very close and then it would die down. But I will definitely try, and I will let you guys listen if I happen to succeed, because I am interested in that. What are your kinks and turn-ons? Do you have a list? I do have a list. I have an F list. I'll link that on the side here. I do have a lot of kinks. I have so many. How often do you tend to masturbate? What's your preferred method of masturbating? I'm gonna be honest with you. I do it at least once a day. I have an insatiable sex drive. I need to do it at least once a day. But I often usually do it twice a day. My preferred method is, I feel kind of shy saying it. I play with myself for a bit first with my fingers. Like, I can't touch my clit directly because it is really, really sensitive. But I circle my fingers around it, make a V shape around it, brush on it, and I'll add a couple fingers to my pussy while I'm doing that until I get really, really wet. And then when I'm close, I often find myself grinding on a pillow or whatever I can grind on. And I bring myself to orgasm like that by essentially humping things. Where's the most risky place from a point of view of being discovered where you've masturbated to orgasm? Oh my goodness. I've actually done it in class. It was back in high school. I don't know what brought me to do it, but I squeezed my thighs together and I began rubbing them so that I was having a lot of contact with my pussy and clit. And somehow, I don't know how I did it, somehow I brought myself to coming that way. I still think about it sometimes and I'm kind of embarrassed. I must have had a very interesting facial expression. Have you ever masturbated for anyone else other than on here? Yeah, I've masturbated for a couple of exes and, of course, my current boyfriend. I do it all the time. I have trouble doing it for strangers, so it makes me a bit nervous, but I'm sure I'll get the hang of it. What's your favorite way to be fucked? You know, I have no idea because I'm a virgin. But I would like to imagine that I would like it most doggy style. And as well as, cowgirl. That would be nice. Do you like it a little rough being held down and used? I'm gonna say yes because the thought of being used really does excite me. I really like the idea of being throat fucked. Of having my ass and pussy used, however you may want. It really turns me on, and I do like the idea of having cum all over me in the end. Just being used as a toy, basically. Are you a dom, sub, or switch? I'm definitely a switch, because I get the craving to both be submissive and dominant. I actually really adore being dominant, so I think I might have a slight preference for dominating. I really like having someone bend to my will or be at my fingertips. It's really cute. And I really like teasing as well. I'm a switch, though, because I also like being submissive. Have you ever had a sexual experience with another girl? If so, tell us a little bit about it. No, I haven't had one with anybody. I mean, not physically yet, but I've been invited to a threesome by a girl, and I was interested in doing it. But I guess I chickened out at the last moment. I am interested in both men and women, though. Have you ever had sex with more than one person at the same time? If so, tell us a little bit about it. I guess my last answer kind of answered that, considering I've never done it before. That's about as close as I got. I don't have any toys, unfortunately. If I did have a toy, I would really like a Hitachi, though. Can you remember what it was that inspired you to come the last time you masturbated? What were you thinking about watching? I was thinking about this boy who's been flirting with me lately. I was thinking about how much I wanted to drain his balls. I really wanted to make him feel good. I can tell he's really shy. He gets really embarrassed whenever I return his flirting. But I really want to use him like a toy. I want to ride him until he can't even speak anymore. And make sure he gives me every single drop of his cum. And then I came to the thought of him pumping his cock down my throat. Do you like to go for multiple orgasms, or is one usually enough? I think one is usually enough for me, because it usually takes me a long time to build up to even one orgasm. By the time I've had one, my boyfriend will always have had like three or so. But yeah, one is usually enough. Sometimes I will go for a couple more. The most I've gone for is about six times. That is so much, I know. I was exhausted afterwards. I don't know what got me into it, but it was kind of fun. If you were to record a script, what kind of subject matter would appeal to you? I would like to be femdom, possibly, if that is possible. I would like to... I probably won't be able to masturbate, so... Unfortunately, I'll have to turn down those requests for now. But I'm pretty much down with most things, except for the extreme kinks, which are on my no list, if you go to my F list. Are you able to improvise scenes? Would you like to do that kind of stuff? Perhaps, actually. I think I'm only decent at dirty talking. I'm still learning, to be honest with you guys. But I would be interested in recording something of that nature. If people do so desire to hear me speak. It will probably be really short, though. Please choose a Vokaroo name to use. I'm going to use Soundgasm. That's where I've posted the rest of my audios. The name on there is Sleepin', so I'm thinking I'll just go by Sleepy, since it's close enough, and I don't really want to go by Sleepin'. But yeah, Sleepy is fine. Sleepy or Yawns, whatever. You guys can pick for me. Because I'm rather lazy. Thank you for listening to my really, really long answers. I'm looking at that timestamp and it's almost 10 minutes long. If you listen to this whole thing, I feel really sorry. I'm so sorry. It was fun though, and I hope people can come to like my voice a little bit. Bye.